Pattern Behind Clouds. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Pattern Behind Clouds. What is the pattern behind clouds? Why do clouds move just the way they do? What's this all about? Well, Richard Bach tells us, a cloud does not know why it moves in just such a direction and at such a speed. It feels an impulsion. This is the place to go, now. But the sky knows the reasons and the patterns behind all clouds, and you will know too when you lift yourself high enough to see beyond horizons. Are we ready to lift ourselves high enough to see beyond horizons so that we know the pattern behind the clouds, the pattern behind our life, the pattern behind this universe? Over there. When we listen properly to ourselves, then we'll begin to know what the pattern behind things is. But we'll never know what the pattern behind things is because we have not chosen to lift ourselves to see beyond horizons. When we're walking, you'll notice that most people are walking with their eyes looking downward. They're looking at the pavement. They're not seeing where they're going. They're just looking down. When children are at play, they're oftentimes looking down. When people are going for a walk in the country or in the woods, they're looking down. You'd think they'd be looking up and seeing the beautiful scenery that surrounds them, to see the beautiful mountains that are there, the beautiful lakes and rivers and hills and other pieces of landscape that are lovely to see. But you protest, if I don't look down, I'll stumble over something. Well, if this is how we create ourselves, stumbling over things in life, then surely we will do that. When we create ourselves that our feet have eyes and can see where we're going, it's an interesting idea. When our feet have eyes and see where we're going, then we don't stumble over things. I know for a fact my walks early in the morning in the pitch darkness and in the evening when I leave the monastery here and go back to the Hermitage, I go a pathway that has no light and is under bushes and trees and as dark as can be. So I just let my feet see their way. And my feet just know their way and walk along. And I don't walk foolishly, rushing and being unaware of where I'm going. I just walk with joy and wisdom. And then I lift up my eyes and I look at the horizon. And when I look at the horizon, I oftentimes can see the path, even though it's pitch black. Because there's an inner light within all of us that sees these things. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Now, what is the pattern behind the clouds? What is the pattern behind our life? It's only when we lift our eyes beyond the horizons and see what's going on in life that we know what's going on in life. Otherwise, we live in limitation. And apparently, limitation is kind of fun to live in. Because you can feel it, you can touch it, you can sense it, you can know it. And living in that limitation, you have the idea that this is reality. This is all there is. And in knowing that this is all there is, not that. When knowing that this is all there is, you are enjoying something extra super wonderful and you are having a great time. Now, Sylvia is trying to hide the sun from me and keep it from flashing across the glass top table and her glass of juice and striking me in the eye. And so she goes over there and pulls the curtain this way and pulls the curtain that way, not stopping to look where she is first. Turn her head and look at the window and see where the light is coming through, and then she'll know exactly where to put it. You see, if you lift up your eyes beyond the horizon, you will see what you want to see. And if you just go over and yank and yank and pull, you don't make the accomplishment that you want to accomplish. This is how we all are in life. We all have a tendency just to say, I know what's to be done. I know that the curtain's got to go this way or that way. And then they go over there and they're wrong because it's not coming through where they think it's coming through. The sun is peeking around the curtain. And we have to be very cautious in how much we feel we know what we're doing, we know the way, we know what we want to accomplish, because then we close off the door for whatever is going to be our wonderful awareness. Now, we have a lady who has recently joined our midst, a rather outstanding lady. I will speak out definitely what her name is and so forth. And she's a very glorious person, alive, alert, enthusiastic about life, knowing everything, brilliant of mind, memory, and thought. She is just an outstanding person. But she has had a very difficult life. She has been there, done that in everything. Every area that she wanted to learn, she learned. Every area that she wanted to become brilliant in, she became brilliant in. And when this happens too often, you get to the point where you think you know it all. And when you get to the point where you think you know it all, then when a blessing comes your way, you are not aware of it. You're not alert to it. Now, people come to me and they say, Dr. Barley, you are so wonderful. Dr. Barley, you are so fantastic. Dr. Barley, you are so beautiful, so terrific. You know, I want to be near you. Talk to me. Tell me all the things about your philosophy. And I say, garbage. You like the product of my philosophy. When you like the philosophy, then you will be the product of the philosophy. When you take the course of the University of Healing and become aware of all of the techniques that are taught to you there, you too will be a beautiful person. You too will be an illumined person. You too will be a person who accomplishes all the desires of their heart, and you too will be peace, which is a very wonderful thing. Well, this lady is very wonderful, and she is taking the course, but the only time she really works on the course is when she comes to the monastery. When she is back in town with her everyday life, busy, 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 she doesn't do her lessons. And then she tells about all these things that she would like to accomplish and is not accomplishing. How many of us are like that too? We have with our hand the golden key that will open the door that's deep within me. And when you do that, then it's wonderful. You must say that I have the key that opens the door deep within me. I have the key. I have the key. The key is your awareness. Now, if you take the courses of the University of Healing, we'll be delighted to have you take it, of course. But more so, if you would just do this little statement, you would have everything the courses offer. And this statement is, be yourself and have fun. Yeah. Sounds real easy, doesn't it? Be yourself and have fun. But you see, you're in the habit of not being yourself and not having fun. Therefore, the course helps you to train in being yourself and having fun. Now, how do you train yourself to be yourself and have fun? Well, you learn self-discipline. You learn self-dedication, self-determination, and whatever else we have there, self-diligence. And you learn untouchability. You learn one-pointedness. You learn to be unpossessed. You learn to be non-judgmental. And you see, all these things are not something that you do in your everyday life. In your everyday life, the pattern behind the clouds is what the world greets you with, what the newspapers, magazines, television, and radio say to you. And you listen to it and you believe it. And Ellen heard some information the other day, and instead of letting it pass through her head and not doing anything further with it, she mentioned it again to somebody. And I said, Ellen, you know, because those things are not in our consciousness. We do not speak about those things that we do not want to embody, to empower, to experience in our consciousness. It's tough because we're with people and we hear their sob stories. We hear their sadness. We hear their humanness. And they come to us and they want to learn the divine pattern behind the clouds. And we say, hey, you got the secret right within you. The divine pattern behind all life is to be yourself and have fun. When you are yourself and you have fun, you've got everything life has to offer. Why did you come to planet Earth? Why did you come to this life experience? You came to be yourself and have fun. You didn't come to have pain and torture and unhappiness, and you didn't come to overcome the sins of the world and stuff like that. You didn't come here to try to make the world a better place. You came here to enjoy what you found, what you created, what you experienced. You came to enjoy it. Now, if anyone tells you anything to the difference, to the contrary, run. Don't talk to that person any longer. And who tells you these things to the contrary? The television, the radio, newspapers, magazines. You say, but I must know what's going on in the world, and I must know what's going on in my community. I must partake in it. If you would say to your world and your community, all is in divine order, you would be doing more than being aware. You would be a creator of what goes on in your world. You would be the demonstrator of what goes on in your world. You would be what you are, the action behind the clouds, the pattern behind the clouds, the pattern behind what your life is. But if we're going to go around being aware of the negatives of the world, we empower them. And, oh, it's true, sometimes on the television and radio and newspapers and magazines, they have some nice positive things. But they make a big fuss over it because they do it so seldom. They make a big fuss over the positive things because they do it. Did you know that somebody helped somebody else in life? Wow! Well, hey, let's start concentrating on that, and we'll find out that lots of people are reaching out a loving attitude toward others, saying, I see you whole and perfect. I see the divine pattern now working in your life. I see divine right action taking place in your affairs. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine. That's the pattern behind the clouds. That's the pattern behind our lives. All is in divine order. Are you ready for such a pattern? If you're ready for such a pattern, that means you're going to have to give up fighting. You're going to have to give up arguing for your limitations. And you have to start accepting how wonderful you are. How wonderfully made we are. How grand our world is, even with all the limitations that we've been experiencing. And then as we start appreciating the wonderful world we live in, all the limitations just fade away. Because they're just there to be a kick in the butt for us, you know. Just to make us say, ha, 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 I got you, I got you. And as Ellen said this morning when I said something contrary to her, she says, I'm not falling in that trap. But you see, she shouldn't have even recognized it as a trap. Because it's not a trap. It is just a standard thing that happens every day in the world. Standard thing. That's called judgment. That's called possession. That's called being touched. That's called being possessed by, or not one-pointed, you know. And that's called being not self-determined, not self-dedicated, not self-diligent, not self-disciplined. That's not unconditional love. Unconditional love does not tell another person how to live their life, and it doesn't tell you how to live your life. When you are unconditional love, you are living the pattern that is set for you to be yourself and have fun. Unconditional love. You don't need anybody. You don't want anybody. You don't need anything. You don't want anything. All you do is just put the cause in motion for your divine right action, and it is done. So, that's where we're going. A cloud does not know why it moves in just such a direction and at such a speed. It feels an impulsion. This is the place to go now. But the sky knows the reasons and the patterns behind the clouds, and you will know too when you lift yourself high enough to see beyond horizons. And when we lift ourselves high enough, we live in the present tense, and we say, I am myself, and I have fun in everything I do. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.